Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The sequel did so well that Disney just greenlit a third Hocus Pocus movie.
No way.
I know. There's going to be a third one coming our way. Disney Plus says another film is being developed after the sequel set a streaming record with 2.7 billion minutes of viewing. The original movie was not a box office hit at all. So this is like really crazy. It's one of those movies that, like, as time has passed, people see it on Disney Channel so much that it becomes like this cult classic and people have nostalgia attached to it. So it's really cool to see it get a second wind. If you've never seen it, it's a really cute Halloween movie. Stars Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, stop. You had me at Bette Midler.
Not Bette Midler. And yeah, the original came out
Kathy
30.
Kathy to Jimmy. Let's not forget Kathy.
Shout out to our girl, Kathy. Yeah, this is 30 years after the original came out, so it's awesome. Like a third movie already in the works.
This one's a huge Hocus Pocus fan, Abs.
I love Hocus Pocus so much, but here's the problem. Like the sequel, I was so psyched for it. I was stoked to watch it. And then there was like a 5-minute scene that was like a Walgreens commercial. They were just wandering around a Walgreens. Yes, I had that same look on my face, but like, what?
Uh-huh.
Looking at costumes, I'm assuming?
No, makeup, because they were witches. They were discovering makeup because it hadn't really been around. And they were like, what is this magic? It makes you look young again. We don't need to steal the souls of children. Like that kind of thing. It was cute, but it felt so commercialized and such a letdown that I don't think they're going to get those streaming numbers again, because they could have had us. They could have put their all into it and made another cult classic that millennials like me would revisit with our kids. And instead, I was like, okay, well, it was a cute movie. I feel kind of duped, though. It's not.
They sold out.
Yeah, it felt that way. So I think, I mean, I'll definitely watch the third one, obviously, but I hope they do better.
Yes, you are going to get those streaming numbers.
You remember when you made me?
No, I'm taking a stand. I'm going to download it on BitTorrent.
You remember when you made me watch the original Hocus Pocus because I had never seen it, because that was like that was more for your youth and my youth.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad I could impart that gift to you.
It's some of the worst acting I've ever seen.
It's so bad.
So bad.
So if you haven't seen Hocus Pocus or the second one, watch those this week. But another movie everybody needs to go see is the new Little Mermaid film. Oh my gosh, I saw it last week. It is adorable.
I saw it.
You did? How did you like it?
I went alone, which is weird, right?
No, you did not.
No. Of all the movies to see alone, not that one.
That is nasty.
I'm assuming you went with your stepdaughter, Eliza.
Yes, and her mom.
Okay.
I thought it was really great. It was really good.
Okay, my biggest question. How old is Ariel in the movie?
Oh, they don't specify.
They don't?
But there's no, like, birthday party. That scene is totally cut out.
Okay.
So it's really cool. All the sisters, like, represent each of the seven seas. So I guess Ariel represents the Ariel Sea or something. I don't know. But they, like, all come for, like, a conference, and they're like, where's Ariel? And that's how they have to go find her.
Okay.
It didn't feel weird.
Okay, good. Because in the movie, the original movie, she's 16. And she gets married at the age of 16. And that is the thing that, like, I know people have an issue with her, like, still losing her voice, you know, like, giving up your voice for a man, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's, you know.
She gave up her life for a man.
Well, yes.
Sure. Counterpoint, she had a goal and gave her all and gave up everything to achieve her goal.
Yeah, she got lucky. Don't do it.
But I've always been caught up when I figured out that she was 16. I'm like, that is a teenage bride, and that is gross.
I mean, she looks pretty young. It's not so young that it's like, ew, those two don't go together. But mm-hmm. she does look pretty young. But I didn't think twice about it.
Okay, yeah. God. I think there's also a... I don't even think they get married in the end. Not that I think that's a spoiler, but it doesn't feel weird. And they fill up a lot of the plot holes, too. Like, I really appreciated how intentional a lot of the storytelling was in the film. It was just amazing. But in a... Yeah.
How creepy were Sebastian and Flounder? For real, the CGI live action.
It wasn't creepy.
They weren't?
No.
Their pictures are horrifying.
Maybe seeing him in the movie with all the other sea creatures, it's not as off-putting.
Okay.
No, they were so cute. I actually thought Flounder was adorable, so I wish all the haters would stop coming from a boy, because he was precious. He was just cute. Oh, like, flipping around. It was precious. So cute.
The sound effects was on point.
Just go to a movie for an hour and a half and escape. I mean, Flounder's creepy. Sebastian's creepy.
Live action Flounder and Sebastian are creepy. I wanted them to look like cartoons, not like something I would order at like Fuddruckers.
Well, anyway, in a recent interview, the guy who plays Prince Eric, who is the internet's latest boyfriend, the girlies are freaking out over this guy. Apparently, he got too jacked for the film. His trainer put him on like this intense bodybuilding regimen, and they were like, "Yeah, we're not going for the Incredible Hulk. We just want him to look like a little sailor boy who grew up in a castle and does romantic things." It was cute. Imagine doing one of those crazy ancestry tests and finding out you have an identical twin. I'll tell you what celeb that happened to on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.